Wednesday of the fourth week of Lent, the two-way mirror. The book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 8 through 15, and the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 17 through 30. The first reading is one of the most lovely in all of Isaiah, and its metaphors make some think that second Isaiah might well have been a woman. It is a delicacy of expression that feels more like Julian of Norwich or Saint Thérèse de Lisieux than any bearded prophet. She invites those imprisoned to come out and makes it safe for those in dark interiors to show themselves. By the end, we are surely ready to be held by God in the way that a mother remembers tenderly what was once in her womb. Again, as yesterday, we have healing images and imaging going on in both texts. It continues in John's Gospel. In fact, we have several mirrorings going on here, and one false one that is warned against. 1. Jesus feels himself mirrored by God. The Father goes on working, and so do I. And he even dares to speak of God as his own Father and equal, which deeply upsets the religious establishment. 2. Then we have the Son mirroring us, the readers, and granting life to those he wishes. He is the two-way mirror looking in both directions, as it were. 3. We also have God refusing to mirror us negatively. The Father judges no one, and the Son passing it on and allowing the reader to bypass condemnation and pass from death to life now. The message has met its mark and its mirror. The transformative imaging has been passed to us, and now we must not condemn because we have not been condemned. I know there are several passages in this text that appear to be threatening us with judgment or condemnation. And unfortunately, that is all that fear types will hear or remember. But if you read the entire text as a whole, and in the light of the primal and positive mirroring of God, Jesus being the two-way mirror in between, so to honor the Son is to receive his passing on of the divine image, you will see that the real import is that each of us is our own truthful judge and our own best friend, if we but look honestly into the perfect and compassionate divine mirror, mirrored to us by Jesus the Son. I have a bit of advice. Use the word mirrored every time you read the word judgment in the Bible, and you will come much closer to the truth.